The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Emergencia, por favor, cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
Are you shocked that 20 million illegal aliens have invaded our country? That 60% of HUD funds go to illegals? That 1 in 10 births in the U.S. are to illegals? The anchor babies born to illegals at our expense get citizenship? That less than 2% are picking crops, but 41% are on welfare? That they comprise 95% of all murder warrants in L.A.? That our politicians want to give them amnesty if they pay back taxes? What taxes? Low-skilled, low-income workers with numerous dependents don't pay taxes. They get a check for earned income tax credit. And then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to SayNoToIllegals.org before it's too late.
And now, a heavyweight. weighed in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. We're driving down the highway. You're impatient. You want to get where you're going. The sign says 70 miles per hour. There's one of three reasons why you will not exceed the 70 mile an hour sign. Number one, because it's the right thing to do. Number two, because we're worried about our safety. That's the reason the speed limit was posted in the first place. And number three, because we're scared to death of the legal consequences. We don't want to get caught, and we don't want to pay that huge fine. Boy, which one do you think people will pick? Number three is usually the one people will go for. Now, if you ask this question numerous times in various versions, you'll get these three answers some kind of way. But the truth of the matter is 99% of people on the highway will only do right because of their fear of getting caught doing wrong. That's just the way it is. That is human nature at its worst, best, whatever you want to call it. Well, human nature is manifesting itself across the country on a grand scale right now as illegal aliens are leaving this country or at the very best planning to leave this country because of their fear of being caught breaking new laws brought forth by various states fed up with the inaction of the federal government. Do you understand what I'm saying here? They're not leaving because it's the right thing to do. They're not leaving because it's the popular thing to do. They're leaving because they are afraid of what's going to happen once these new laws go into effect in this country. It is the anger of the American people that initiated the need for these laws, folks, and it's the same righteous indignation that will keep dropping the hammer, I mean dropping the hammer, on these illegal aliens until they get the message. In the state of Arizona, illegal aliens are leaving at the rate of 100 people per day. 100 people per day. That's the projection. This is a figure from the mouth of one of their own activists, and I have no reason to disbelieve it. He says 100 a day is probably more. They are forming long lines at the Mexican consulate there in Phoenix, Arizona. They're calling Spanish language radio stations in a panic, asking for advice. A guy named Elias Velasquez. He's a 30-year-old illegal alien from the state of Puebla. That's just east of Mexico City. He illegally broke into the country a year ago. He brought his family, his son, and his wife. He said, quote, "If I lose my job, we'll go back to Mexico," end quote. He works at a grocery store in Phoenix, and he's afraid he will. What will happen when Arizona's tough laws come into effect November the 1st will affect him. So he says if that happens, he will leave. He should be afraid, folks. This man should be afraid. That is the correct thing for him to be. He should not be at ease. He should have no peace of mind in the state of Arizona or anywhere else in this country because he is here illegally. He has stolen from the American people. In the same way that I would have stolen if I had broken into someone's house. There's no difference. He broke into the country. I would have broken into somebody's house. What's the difference? Stealing is stealing. Do I think about the plight of Mr. Velasquez? Do I? Of course I do. I do. And I'm going to show you how humanitarian I am. And this is from the heart, folks. This is not tongue in cheek. I mean this. I want the same thing for him and his family that I want for my family. I want Elias to make a good living and raise a healthy family and have a good education for his kids and a good future for his grandkids. Absolutely, I want that. I want him to have all the things that we have right here in the state of California, in the country of the United States. The problem is, in this country, he has no right to it. That's the same thing. It would be as if I went to Beverly Hills where I was not born and just took me a life and decided that I was going to live there because things were better there. When there was one Elias or 10,000 Eliases in this country, nobody seemed to care. Nobody said, including me, nobody said anything because we weren't affected by it. But as that number grew and grew and grew and grew and grew and grew some more, guess what? We not only began to care, we were forced to care. Even the most biggest advocate out there for illegal aliens cannot deny the fact that our schools have been affected. They can't deny it. They cannot deny the fact that our hospitals are closing because of illegal aliens who don't pay their bill. They cannot deny the fact that L.A. had to build 160 schools that we didn't need before after the influx of illegal alien children and the jackpot babies birthed by these illegal alien parents. They caused this problem. Nobody can dispute that. Nobody can dispute that wages have been affected. Nobody can dispute that certain avenues of employment in this country Americans can no longer get. Nobody can dispute that. Even those who advocate those, especially those racists out here who care about nobody but their own race, these Rasa Nazi organizations out here, even they cannot dispute that this is happening. But what they're saying is it's happening, but so what? We want our people to stay here. We don't care how it affects Americans. So when I hear stories like this one about Mr. Elias, and when I hear from Alfredo Gutierrez, he's a race leader in Phoenix, who talks on the radio. He's got a radio program there. And he said, quote, that the seeds of panic have been sown, unquote, among illegal aliens. I feel that maybe two things will happen. I misread it here, folks. It happens even to me. Not a problem. What he's saying here is that the seeds of fear have been sown amongst illegal aliens. And he's right. They are afraid. And what's going to happen is one of two things. Either I'm going to get back the America that I lost, or these illegal aliens that he said this fear is sown among are going to go home and build a country that they won't run away from. You understand the concept here? Build a country that you won't run away from. Build a country that will be equal to the country that you're running to. Stop complaining about where you are, and if it takes a revolution and that's what you got to have one. Do it. But don't tell me that you're going to come here and just live in my country. I'm not going to allow that. It has nothing to do with your race. I'm not against anybody's race. I'm just as strong on this issue against Haitians and black Cubans and Africans and white folks from Europe and Iceland and everywhere else. You're not supposed to be in the country. Don't come. That's simple. It's very simple, but people don't seem to understand it. People like Elias are probably good people, other than the fact that they invaded my country. So therefore, when he invades my country, what does he become? He becomes my enemy. Now listen to what Mr. Gutierrez, the talk radio guy, said about the panic seeds being sown. Quote, he said, there's a lot of fear that they have to prepare for the worst. Well, that's fair. They made it, so they're going to have to prepare for it. Worst is worse, and it's of their own doing. Then he went on to say, the concern is extreme. I don't have any doubts that the people who are thinking about leaving this land, this may be their last straw, unquote. Jeez. You think maybe this is their last straw? What about our last straw? What about the last straw of American people? What about the fact that this number has built up that we are now angry and we are ready to do things about it? The Pew Hispanic Center estimates that 1 out of 10 workers in the state of Arizona is an illegal alien. 1 out of 10 is an illegal alien. 10% of the workers are illegal aliens. I will celebrate. I will bake a cake. I will pop a bottle of champagne, and I will celebrate the day that Americans of all races and legal immigrants of all races get those jobs. And they will. They'll take them. The wage will go up. Maybe services will cost a little bit more, but the system will regulate itself. Supply and demand. And it will regulate itself, and Americans will have those jobs, and everything will be as it was. But we've got to be strong and make sure that these people exit our country. And again, I mentioned my compassion for people like this. I have it. I absolutely do. But not at the expense of my grandchildren and not at the expense of my country. I will not allow people to come here, no matter how poor they are, and whine and cry and sing the blues, sound like B.B. King. I will not allow that just because they're poor, because I can take you to Mississippi and Louisiana and Alabama and the Appalachians and show you people just as poor as these people who are not getting anything either. Go home. Go home. Panama City, Florida, police have cracked down on construction sites. Guess what? Illegal aliens are leaving. Tulsa, Oklahoma, schools are reporting illegal alien children are leaving in droves. They're packing up and they're going north. They're going to Kansas. They're going to Arkansas, and they're going back to their native countries. American workers and American children will benefit from this exodus. And until we figure that out, we're not going to have the exodus and we're not going to get the benefits from it. It is up to us to be strong. And all this feeling bad and warm and cozy about, well, they're only here for a better life. Go home and get a better life. If somebody breaks into my house, I'm going to tell them the same thing. You can't stay here. You ain't got to go home, but you can't stay here. Leave. That's the only thing that we will settle for and nothing less. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
I'm Steve Remich, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. 6 years ago this week, everything in our world changed. Over the last few days, there have been several 9/11 memorials. Each of them was a painful reminder of that day 6 years ago. Our nation's first responders, especially those who lost their lives on 9/11, might just be our best example of America's positive outlook and aspirations for a free world. If the people of the Middle East, who seem to be so angry at Americans, see us celebrating in the bravery of the hundreds of policemen, firemen, and Port Authority workers in New York, then maybe we will be closer to ending the hostilities that separate us. On September 11, 2001, everything in our world changed. I'll be honoring my heroes in the next few weeks. That's my idea of celebrating freedom. I'm Steve Remich. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. Nothing else, no other way to put it fits. You know, we can call it undocumented migration and all this other PC BS, but you know what? It's an invasion, folks. The numbers have reached that point. I want to remind everybody out there that as friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's TerryAndersonShow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks listening in Phoenix, Arizona. That's KFNX 1100 AM. In Phoenix, KDWN, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada, and all the folks listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, that number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week, Tony Snow. Ex-White House press secretary. Man, does he suck. I remember when Tony was a pretty decent guy, folks. That was until King George got his rotten hooks into him and turned him into a Bushite deluxe. Now, speaking about the president's failure to pass his rotten comprehensive immigration reform, Tony Snow said, quote, "I freely admit that we underestimated the public skepticism," unquote. Isn't that something? He underestimated how the public was going to feel, and he admits it. Then he goes on to say that the White House was not prepared for the anger from the American people. But still, he said that he wants the bill to eventually pass. He hasn't changed that. He said, quote, "We should have gotten it through last time. This is an issue that will be with us. It won't go away," end quote. Just like the president, this clown doesn't get it. With these idiots, there's always an amnesty at the end of the rainbow, folks. He said that the federal government should secure the border, quote, "in a competent way," unquote. Then legislation could be passed that would allow American companies to hire more foreign workers and legalize illegal aliens. You see, no matter what we do, they still feel that we can accept an amnesty as long as the border's closed first. No, we don't want no stinking amnesty. At all, any kind of way. He went on to say that the government needed to reestablish the credibility of the rule of law. Ain't that something? The credibility of the rule of law by requiring illegal aliens to pay a substantial penalty. Not just a slap on the wrist, but something significant. Then he went on to talk about how both parties should be sensitive to the feelings of Hispanic voters. That is the most racist comment I have ever heard. What about my feelings? What about the feelings of white folks and black folks and Asian folks and Hispanics who are against the invasion? What about their feelings, Tony Snow? You know, he forgets the fact that the majority of Hispanics in this country are against being invaded. But no, you think he cares? Uh-uh. Same old PCBS spouting from his mouth. I wish him well with his physical problems and his ailments, because he does have cancer. But you know what? He had it when he said these words, so I'm going to say what I have to say to him. And regardless of what's wrong with him, he's a very, very sick man right now, but he's also a sick American in his mind. Because here's a guy that doesn't get that American people do not want amnesty under any condition, and he refuses, totally refuses to see that. Tony Snow, you suck. But you're more than that, you're the most horriblest clown of the week. Wish him well with his ailments, though. Also wish he'd get his mind right. But, you know, I doubt if it's going to happen. He's been hanging around Bush. Let's get to our guest now, folks. We got a gentleman on now who happens to be, and I'm going to use the word, not loosely at all. I'm just going to come out and say it. He's an immigrant. Came to this country from a foreign country and fell in love with America and decided to be a part of it. Paul Perdue, how you doing, buddy?
I'm very happy to be on, Terry. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure, Paul. I want to get right to this. We don't have much time. I want to tell the folks a little bit about you. You came from Ireland. You came here. You fell in love with America, wanted to be a part of the country. Tell them how hard it was for you to be accepted as an American citizen.
Well, it took me 6.5 years to become a U.S. citizen, and it was a nightmare. It cost me nearly about $7,500+. I was background checked about five times. I was fingerprinted half a dozen times. I had to have a medical to make sure I wasn't having any contagious or infectious diseases. And it was a roller coaster from beginning to end. But I have no, you know, I don't have any fear of doing it again. If you want to be an American, it's, you know, you have to want to go through that.
So it's worth it.
Pardon me? Oh, it's worth it, yeah. It is worth it because no matter how many problems America has, it's still the best, freest country in the world, believe it or not.
Well, I love to hear you say that now. You're an immigrant. Well, you're an American now. You're not an Irish-American. You're an American, right?
I'm an American. I'm proud to be Irish, but I'm damn proud to be an American. So that's the way I like to say it.
So you don't wear any hyphens around with you at any time?
No hyphens whatsoever.
Let me ask you this. You see what's going on with this invasion, Paul. Now, you and I talked the other day. We talked at length.
Yeah.
And you see what's going on with this illegal alien invasion. How does that make you feel after what you went through to get to this country and become a legal resident here first and then a citizen later?
Well, it makes me feel like a second-class citizen because it makes me feel like that illegal aliens, and for your listeners out there, illegal alien is any person that comes into America illegally, not just Hispanics.
No.
It can be Russian, English, Irish, Italian, doesn't matter. But they seem to be turning around and laughing at me because they are getting stuff that I was not allowed to get. I had to sign away any rights to free medical, free housing, you know, Medicare, you name it. I couldn't do that because my wife ended up being my sponsor, and yet you have illegal aliens getting all of this free stuff out of my tax dollars, your tax dollars, and everybody else's. And I'm fuming. I'm just absolutely fuming with it. You know, next week we're going to have another battle. I don't know if you know about it. Richard Durgan is trying to get in an amendment in the Senate, 2237, to the Defense Authorization Bill that will grant amnesty to illegal aliens who came here under the age or before the age of 16.
That's the dream. That's the Dream Act. He's trying to tack it on to Senate Bill 2237.
That's right.
And you know, it's really a shame because now here we go again. These people will be able to get something that you didn't get. Let me ask you this. Now, there's a lot of Irish up in Massachusetts and up in the New England part of the country who are fighting to be made legal. A lot of Irish illegal aliens. What's your opinion of them?
Well, they should be packed up and sent home. If they're illegal, I'm telling you, Terry, I do not care where you come from. You could be my neighbor. You could be my cousin. If you're here in this country illegally, if you're here legally or illegally, sorry, and you're trying to jump ahead of the queue or trying to break the law, you've already broken the law, I have no problem with you being sent back home.
I'm the same way. Paul, now you live in North Carolina. Are you vocal on this issue there?
I'm very vocal on it now. There's a lot of people listening to this show right now in North Carolina, and there's a few people taping it and getting ready to play it again, and I've been fighting this issue since I became a citizen in 2005, in January 2005, and I tell you, one of the reasons why I really got mad about it was we had local city council elections here, And it was my first time to vote, and I was proud, and I went in. And the first thing that hit me when I went in was the instructions were in Spanish.
In North Carolina.
And my wife went in front of me, and she said, "Don't lose your temper." And I said, "Why?" "Just don't look up, don't lose your temper, do your voting, get out." And when I looked up, I nearly blew a gasket.
I bet you did. Now, your wife's an American citizen, right?
Yeah, she's an American citizen. She's first generation Irish, but she's from Florida. And we met on the internet, and she came over to Ireland, and we got together, and everything went okay. We had a bit of fun, and then she came back, and we kept in communication. And she came back over, and I asked her to get married, and then I came over here. Tried it over here for a while, and after a bit, once I got to learn how to drive on the wrong side of the road, Terry.
Right side of the road, but
well, then you know,
I understand.
The wrong side for me.
I understand. You guys are backwards over there.
Yeah,
you know what else? You guys talk funny too, but you know,
yeah.
Your English is very strange, but that's okay.
Well, as they tell me around here, they have a liking to tell me that I ain't from around here.
I can tell, but you are from around there now. You are my fellow American. I don't care where you came from. You came here right. You love this country. You want to be a part of it. And you know, the reason I wanted you on tonight, I wanted people to hear how outraged you were. Because, see, we don't get to hear from the legal citizen that comes here and does it the right way and looks around and sees the goodies these people are getting and gets outraged. That's what we need to hear more from. Because for every guy that comes illegally, they jumped in front of some guy who's trying to get here in a legal fashion. And it's not fair.
Well, apart from that, you know, the English is the language of assimilation in America, and there's a lot of illegal aliens will not learn English. Now, they can speak it, but they will not speak it to you. And I think that's something that's really hurting me, that really gets at me. I won't go into any place that has Spanish up on it. I try and keep out of them.
I won't either.
Pardon me?
I won't either.
Yeah.
I won't either.
And I just think that it's, you know, we have a problem in North Carolina that illegals can get their driver's license very easy.
I'm hoping you guys will change that soon. You're one of the few places that still allows it. Paul, I got to go. We're coming up on a hard break. I want to thank you for coming on. I just want to say this. We welcome you to this country. We're glad you're here. We like what you brought with you, a love for America. And an attitude of trying to make it a better place. You could just settle in and do nothing, but you're here, you're active, you're vocal, and that's what we want from our fellow citizens, and thank you for that.
Well, I just would like to say that as a new American, I'm willing to fight and die for America. All the people out there, are you willing to fight to die? Is the illegal willing to fight and die for America? Willing to die?
Doesn't get any better than that. Paul Perdue, I want to thank you for coming on, buddy.
Thank you very much for having me, Dan.
You take care.
Take care, bye.
Now, there's an immigrant for you, folks. He came here the right way. He came here the way he was supposed to. And, you know, I'm all for illegal immigration as long as we can assimilate him within reasonable numbers. But illegal, I will not tolerate at all. We're going to listen to our good friend now. This is Augustina Cebeda. See what he thinks about you Americans out there.
Augustine Cebeda, Brown Berets. We're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white Anglo-Saxon Protestant LA, the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Go back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die! Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. The They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over the society. Our people are the vast majority of people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
This is Aslan. This is Mexico.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The Insider Secrets Revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Calling 805-449-ARTS. Sponsored by Sweet Leaf Stevia.
The station is 870 KRLA. Intelligent, conservative talk radio.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Angeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion. And, you know, Paul, I mentioned this a few minutes ago, and I was going to bring it up later. Senate Amendment 2237, this is a bill sponsored by Senator Dick Durbin. It's the DREAM Act, basically, and they're going to try to attach this to the DREAM Act to this bill. This is a bill I believe the Department of Defense. It's an authorization bill. I'm not too clear on this. I got a couple emails on it. Anyway, here's what you do. You don't have to know any of this stuff. Call your senators and your House people, too, while you're at it, and tell them, listen, no DREAM Act. We don't want any DREAM Act. We don't want any increase on H-1Bs, H-2Bs. We don't want any increase on any of that stuff, and no DREAM Act. Now, the DREAM Act, what the DREAM Act does, it gives a type of amnesty to hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who've just because they've gone to school here, they're going to get amnesty. And people say, well, you can't punish them for the sins of their parents. Well, no, but you also can't punish illegality. Far as I'm concerned, when an illegal alien kid gets to 18, he's responsible to leave his country. You know, that's how I feel about it. He should self-deport himself. A lot of people say, well, he doesn't know anything about the other country. What can I tell you? You know, what are you going to do? You're going to let everybody stay, you're going to let everybody leave. I said we let everybody leave. That's what we're going to have to do. And stop worrying about everybody's individual problems. The law is the law. The law is not for sale. Now, Tony Snow thinks the law is for sale. George Bush thinks the law is for sale. And a lot of these politicians think the law is for sale. But it's absolutely not. It is absolutely not for sale. And we've got to make that plain to them or else. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Orange County. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Yes, we do urge people to call their senators and demand that this Dream Act, that they vote no on this, because this is nothing more than another illegal alien amnesty that these traitors are promoting. And we've got to stand up and be counted now, because we do have people power, and we can defeat this just as we did the June illegal alien amnesty that President Bush so wholeheartedly promoted.
We found out we had power. You know, we just had never used it before. Now we've got to continue to use it.
You're cotton picking right.
Yep.
We got people power. Just get on those phones at that toll-free number, which we've been putting out for ages, and contact your senators and tell them vote no on the Dream Act, or no vote and no bucks from you. And you work tirelessly to ensure that they are defeated in the next election. The second thing, Terry, I would like to extend an invitation to all your listeners to attend our next CCIR meeting on Wednesday, September 26th, to meet and greet a local, very courageous American patriot, Harold Martin, because he had the audacity as a member of the Anaheim School Board to demand that Mexico reimburse the U.S. for the cost of educating their illegal alien children. He has been targeted by Ammon David, an illegal alien advocate and founder of Los Amigos, have targeted him for defeat, and we are standing with Harold Martin to fight back here and now. So we invite all your listeners to attend this meeting on Wednesday, September 26th at 7:30. At the Garden Grove Women's Club, 9501 Chapman Avenue in Garden Grove. And if anybody wants additional details, please call our toll-free number, which is so easy to remember, and that is 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara, thanks for that call and that good information. Barbara always has great meetings, folks, if you want to attend. I want to remind everybody also, especially you folks in Vegas, used to listen to Mark Edwards. You remember Mark. You can hear Mark right after me on the Internet, and those people in Phoenix, Arizona, listen to KFNX, you can hear him live. But if you want to hear Mark, and I mean, he's always got a great show. He's on for 2 hours. All you folks that miss him from the Las Vegas area and all the other KDON area that used to cover his show, carry his show, you can hear Mark by going to thewakeupamerica.com. Thewakeupamerica.com, and you'll be able to hear him right after us at 10 o'clock Pacific time. You don't want to miss it. He's always got great guests, always has a great program. Let's go to Daniel calling from Culver City, California. Daniel, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing, Terry? I just want to say a couple things. Amnesty bill's coming back up again. You can check it out on Alipack and go to Numbers. And then I don't know if you saw the story in the LA Times that the Mexican truck drivers down in Mexico do not want the American truck drivers coming down here because it'll be taking wages away from them.
And Daniel, why would they want American truckers down there? It's not fair.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely not fair.
It's not fair for them to come up here.
Right. You know, I kept waiting for the Mexican truckers to get vocal on this, and they finally did it. I don't blame them. Why would they want? You know, NAFTA was a loser for all three countries. Nobody benefited from NAFTA, Daniel. Everybody came up short because of NAFTA. The only people who benefited was those who were already rich. The Mexicans caught hell. Americans caught hell. Everybody suffered from it. Well, guess what? It needs to be revoked and thrown away. But right now, we need to keep these trucks out of our country, and we need to keep our trucks out of their country. Let everybody do their own. That's fair.
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely. We need to keep calling our senators. And I think Dorgan had a thing about the trucks coming over.
Byron Dorgan, North Dakota, great guy. He went to bat for the American people, and we appreciate it. Daniel, thanks for the call, buddy.
You got it, babe.
Always a pleasure. Let's go to Thomas calling from Winnetka, California. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, so good to talk to you again. One thing, I am Giuliani, and he's a radio talk show host that keep pumping him for what a great guy he is. I think he is, and
Thomas, you on a cell phone?
Parker? Yes, I am.
Yeah, we're losing your signal there, buddy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Move away. Okay. Yeah, I just think he's not American. He doesn't care about American citizens.
He's horrible.
And I'm tired of these talk show hosts pumping this guy about how great he is.
Well, you know, I listen to Hannity all the time, and every third word out of Hannity's mouth is Rudy, you know.
And they don't talk about the great guy, the one who could really, the two guys that could really make this a great country, which is Tancredo and Duncan Hunter. These guys care about America. They care about American workers.
Absolutely.
And they care about the country.
They really do. And you know what I like about it is these guys are consistent. They consistently talk about the same thing over and over, and they've taken heat for it. You know what I mean? They've taken heat for it, but they don't care. They just keep doing the right thing, Thomas. That's what we want in a politician. Rudy Giuliani is so pro-illegal alien. I mean, you'd think every Democrat should go out and vote for this guy. He's perfect for them.
Doesn't care about us Americans.
Not at all.
You know, one last thing is, I don't understand why George Bush's approval rating is so high. Now, he, to me, is one of the most disgusting things that have ever crawled into the White House.
He is disgusting.
I wish more talk show hosts would bring up that this guy is not an American. He is a traitor to his people. I have nothing but disgust for him.
Well, it's at 30% now, but I agree. I don't know why it's so high either. Thomas, thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you very much.
All right, let's go to Crazy Steve calling from Austin. Crazy Steve, what do you hear? What do you say?
Greetings from the People's Republic of Austin, Moscow on the Colorado. Ramos and Compeon are still rotting in prison because that piece of filth that previous caller was just talking about put them there, that traitor in the White House. So, coming up, and everybody can get this at AmericanFreedomWriters.com, and they have the contact information. The place is coming up next week on the 22nd are Pahrump, Nevada, Los Angeles, California, Oklahoma City, Philadelphia, Bergenfield, New Jersey, Danbury, Connecticut, Austin, Texas, Kingman, Arizona, Redwood City, California, and El Paso. And my apologies to the Austin people. We thought we were going to have it last week, but it's going to be this week. So please show up. We don't get very many people coming, although we get some neocons and everything, that Bush bots, but they won't come out and support these guys.
All right,
so,
buddy.
Well, everybody come out and support it. It's important, even if only half a dozen people come out. You know, this thing is stagnated. We got somewhere with it in Congress, but right now it's, I don't know, it's just sort of not going anywhere. So we need to keep this
I agree.
The momentum going.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Brenda calling from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Brenda, what do you hear? What do you say?
Oh, hi, Terry. First, I just wanted to, again, emphasize the importance of everybody calling their senators tomorrow morning.
Absolutely.
They're supposed to vote on the DREAM Act tomorrow afternoon, I believe. Please, everyone call and say no to the DREAM Act. I sent you an email with additional info about that DREAM Act. This is not just kids. This is, once they're considered, once they get that green card, they are then eligible to bring in their extended family. And somebody as old as 45 years old can apply for legal citizenship into this country through that DREAM Act.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Again, I sent you an email that has all the details in it by the Heritage Foundation. And also, I'm not sure if there a lot of people are aware that Mexican citizens can go to college for free in Mexico.
I didn't know that one.
Yeah, Fox, President Fox, when he was president, was speaking at one of the colleges in California. And he specifically said that Mexican citizens are able to go to college for free in Mexico.
Well, I'll check in. I'll check into that one. I don't believe a
whole. You know what? I have an article somewhere.
Well, I don't doubt that you read it, Brenda.
No, I'm just saying.
My problem is I don't believe a lot of what Fox had to say. So that's my problem there. But thanks for the information on the Dream Act. We'll give them pressure on that in the morning. Everybody, call your senators in the morning. No Dream Act. It's simple
as that. Also, please go to www.numbersusa.com and send free faxes. The article regarding Fox and the free college, I'm going to email that to you as well.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
You take care.
Bye.
Let's go to Ron, calling from Los Angeles. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yes, in Dallas, they're catering to Hispanics in the hospitals. And in San Antonio, there's a Methodist healthcare system, which is the first Hispanic healthcare hospital by Diversity Care Healthcare of Mexico. And there's also a doctor mentioned who's Hispanic, and says there aren't enough doctors who understand the concerns of Hispanics. And as far as the DREAM Act goes, and Dick Durbin compared our troops to Nazis. Dick Durbin supporting this act must be a Nazi himself.
Dick Durbin is, I don't know if he's a Nazi. I know he's an idiot. I had a private conversation with him once. I went with an Illinois constituent to his office, and we talked with him for about a half an hour. He is one arrogant person. You know what he told me, Ron? He said, I was telling my black folks out in California were having a hard time getting jobs in certain venues like Body and Fender and other things. He said, oh, no, you have to learn computers. That's what you have to learn. I said, so in other words, so you can keep bringing your illegal aliens here. We have to change. I can't be what I do anymore. I have to learn computers. A carpenter can't be a carpenter anymore. He has to learn. He said, yeah, that's what you have to do. Well, guess what? After that, there was the first H-1B scandal came where American computer workers couldn't get jobs anymore. So this guy was full of it. But, I mean, he's just one of the most arrogant people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah, could you imagine him saying to his ancestors, oh, you can't get ahead because we're afraid because of the potato famine?
Yeah, same thing. Just an idiot. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, let's go to Tony calling from Orange. Tony, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, two real quick comments. The first one is I heard you talking about one out of every 10 people working in Arizona are illegals, but yet we have all these big corporations saying we don't have enough workers here, Terry. When's it going to stop?
We don't have enough cheap workers here, Tony. That's what they don't say. We don't have enough cheap workers. We need some. What we need to do, you know, if a person from Latin America will come here and work for a third of what an American will work for, we need to bring some people from Mongolia that will work for a dollar a day. Okay.
You got it.
Well, that's what the quest is, Tony, to keep getting it cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. There's plenty of workers in this country. Trust me on that.
And, you know, Terry, another thing that really pisses me off when I see my church and a lot of other churches sending food and money and clothing and helping build houses down in Mexico. And we have all people here that fought in wars and homeless people here, and our churches aren't doing a damn thing about them. They'd rather run down to another country and help them out. It really pisses me off.
Well, even the Bible says you're supposed to take care of home first, but a lot of people don't. Tony, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Tony.
Let's go to Evelyn calling from the city of Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say?
What do you hear? What do you say, Terry?
What's up?
Well, Tony should stop going to that church.
Yeah, I would too.
Well, I do want to emphasize that we need to shut down the phone system in D.C. Everybody call your aunt and your uncle and your cousins and tell them to keep calling their senators over and over to stop that DREAM Act. And the toll-free number is 866-340-9281. But, Terry, yesterday we had a big rally, about 40-45 people in Ontario at the truck stop where they gas up their big diesels.
Yeah, it's a big truck stop there.
It was hard, Terry. It was hot. It was windy. It was dusty. And there we were, standing out there with our signs, no Mexican trucks, support American truckers, and they were honking their horns at us and giving us thumbs up. Then Robert and I walked over to the truck stop driveway where we were handing out literature to the truckers, and they were taking 8, 10, 12 copies to give to their friends. And people, it's hard, but you got to do it. It matters.
Yeah. Ev, what do you think about the Mexican truckers being upset about the same thing?
I love it.
I do, too. And they have every right to be that way. I applaud them for it. I just wish they wouldn't have taken so long to say it, you know?
Right.
All right.
Anyway, shut down the phones, people.
Yeah.
No Dream Act.
Shut it down tomorrow morning early. All right. Thanks, Ev.
Bye.
All right. Let's go to Pete calling from Paradise, California. Pete, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
I was going to see, what do you hear and what do you say about what I've been seeing on the web, CW2. Have you heard of that?
No.
I saw it mentioned on a couple of websites, and they had links to click on, which were mostly like skinhead racist websites, talking about Civil War II.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I've been seeing, it's kind of been in the arrears, and now they're starting to come out of the closet here, just kind of like El Reconquista and all that kind of stuff. And the last thing I read, which was a couple of days ago, are some of the major South American gangs like MS-13 and El Norteños and all this kind of stuff are trying to eradicate all the blacks out of L.A., and Southern California, and then they will work on the Caucasian people.
Well, you know, that's something that's been ongoing here. Even the police department says Canoga Park is not safe for black people anymore. Hawaiian Gardens is not safe. Highland Park is not safe. Harbor City's not safe for black folks. So, yeah, there's no great love lost between the two groups. The difference is one group outnumbers the other. Which one you think is going to win?
I don't know, but I've been reading for about a year now that MS-13 has a standing bounty on any of their gang members or anybody that wants to get in their gang that kills a police officer or any kind of an officer. They give them $50,000 cash, no questions asked.
Well, boy, that's amazing if it's true, I'll tell you. But, you know, we're up against some very violent people. Got to go. Thanks for the call, Pete.
All right, Terry.
All right,
take
buddy.
Care. Keep up the good work, bro.
You take care. You know, civil war is not that far off if we keep getting slapped in the face by our government. You know, but I don't advocate it. I do predict it, though. I just want to say something, folks. You know, we need your help to stay on the air, especially you folks there in Arizona. We got one or two people that contribute from the state of Arizona, and the rest of you listen. I get the emails from you, but you don't send any money. We need the money. I mean, let's be honest. It's very distasteful for me to ask, but, you know, and our contributions have been down for whatever reason lately, but we need you. It's very expensive to stay on here. KRLA doesn't care anything about our public service, our content. All they want is the check. They don't care about nothing. All these other stations, same thing. They want the money. So if you guys are going to help us stay on the air, all you folks out there, regardless of where you live, California, Arizona, Nevada, Washington, wherever you listen, we need your help. We really do. I'm not asking you to mortgage your house or your firstborn. What I'm saying is put something in an envelope, drop it to us. We use every single penny for airtime. It's the only thing we do with the money. We take no salary, no gas money, no nothing. This is a labor of love for our country. But if you're not going to respond, we're not going to respond much longer. I mean, that's just the way it is. You want to help us, send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643. Studio City, California, 91604. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91603. I'll give that out again at the end of the show. We do need your help to stay on the air, folks. We would really appreciate it. Let's go to Frank calling from Santa Barbara. Frank, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Appreciate it, sir. We need somebody to write a bill. This is how it works in Congress. You write a bill, they present it to Congress, they take a vote, it becomes law. We discussed with some federal people. They said somebody, Mr. Tancredi, or somebody needs to write a bill. Number one is to revoke the 15th Amendment so we can't have no more anchor baby stuff. And number two, illegal aliens cannot vote. Make it federal law. If they present it, then there can be a vote, and it could happen before this next election because they're going to bum rush us on this next election, and all these illegals are voting. 40 million turns out to be 100 million. It's ridiculous, so we need to have it
just write the law, present it. And Tancredo might be a good vice president, Mr. Duncan Hunter. But anyway, they need to write a law, put it in paper, do the paperwork. It's all paperwork. Get it to Congress, and we can make this happen and nip it at the bud.
Sounds good.
The truckers, they got to go ahead and get all the truckers to call the White House. Each trucker calls once a day, and that'll make a big difference. And don't forget all you liberals who are against the Iraq war, that 6.5 times as many people are murdered here in America by illegal aliens have died in Iraq war.
That's absolutely
and as
true,
far as
Frank.
Fundraising, we petition everybody to start calling and get some of these real rich people who got money to burn to help Terry's show out, okay?
We appreciate it.
So we're praying
Thank
for
you, Frank. Appreciate
and,
it, buddy.
Get somebody to write that bill, sir, and we'll see, millionaires to drop some big checks and make this thing work.
We'll see what we can do. Thanks for the call, Frank. And you know what? He's absolutely right about these trucks. We also want to remind the Teamsters, you know, they're asking us to support them on this truck deal. But we got to get the Teamsters to take this amnesty thing down off their website. They want amnesty. The Teamster website says amnesty, comprehensive border thing for the illegal aliens, but it also says amnesty. They want these people to have a pathway to citizenship. That's wrong. That is absolutely wrong. Border reform with amnesty will not work. Let's go to Rich calling from Altadena. Rich, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hey, Terry, how are you? God bless you.
Pretty good.
One question. You know, we're probably not going to get these kind of laws like in Arizona here in L.A.
No, it never happened.
Yeah. Is there a comprehensive list of businesses that we can boycott that are hiring illegal aliens?
I think we need to pick one and really go at them and make a dent rather than try to spread it out to a whole lot of businesses. And I would be willing to get behind something if somebody wants to come up with it. It does work if you can make a point with them. You know, we tried it with Home Depot for a while and it did work, but it kind of fizzled. But we gotta come up with something like that. I do agree, Rich.
If we defeated this last thing, we can do this in L.A.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. Real quick, let's go to Alan calling from Ventura, California. Alan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to say that something good came out of Fred Thompson this week. He said that we should revisit serious study of the 14th Amendment and see if maybe the anchor baby issue and the chain migration could be stopped. Now, he's the leading Republican. He's ahead of Giuliani in many of the polls, like the Rasmussen poll. So as much as I loved Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo, and I actually think I'm the first guy to suggest on the Fair blog that Duncan Hunter run, I think Duncan Hunter is much more likely to get into power as the vice president under Fred Thompson.
I think Fred Thompson stinks.
I'm going to be honest with you, Alan. He's a terrible guy, but he's no Giuliani.
No, he's not, but I'm just, at this point, I'm just really not ready to settle for Fred Thompson just quite yet.
What I'm saying is, if he gets the nomination, we should back him where we shouldn't
vote for
Giuliani.
I wouldn't vote independent. I wouldn't vote for either one of them. But I appreciate your call, Alan, and I appreciate your opinion. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Got to go, folks. Show's over with. Don't forget, folks, we need your help to stay on air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We would appreciate the help. This week with the swings, two real short ones this week. Orange juice made me ill. I guess you know what that's about. And to be or not to be an SOB. Good stuff. Read it on our website, This Week with the Swings. I want to thank Alex Cano, my engineer deluxe. Mel for taking your calls. My producer, Mike Wohner. Don't forget, Mark Edwards. Stick around. TheWakeUpAmerica.com. Buy something American this week. It is very important, folks. It really is. If you don't, who will? We got to keep our American industries working. Without them, we're kind of up a creek without a paddle. A lot of people don't care. I do. I really do. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week. That's theterryandersonshow.com. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Attention.